You shoot me in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
Stuff your sorries in a sack, mister.
I thought this was America.
I'm sorry! Congratulations, you've unlocked All Apologies, a show about apology tours and demanding satisfaction. I'm your host, Andy Q Public, and with me, as always, is your co-host, Joe Sixpack.
Jojo, the idiot circus boy.
What's going on, everybody? This is a reminder to get your tickets for Subreddit Surfing Live at the Comedy at the Carlson on March 9th, featuring stand-up by Carl Hamburger. All Apologies, Andy Q Public and I will be doing a show, and then The Potato and Cardiff will be doing a live show as well. So come on out March 9th. Vinny's the Potato. And come on out and come see the show live.
The Potato and Moonhead. Yeah, we went to see Jim Florentine last night, and Vinny was back in action.
Opened up.
Jim Florentine. Very, very funny stuff. It made me feel a lot more confident going into this live performance now that Vinny's knocking the dust off and getting back into fighting shape. So,
yeah, if you haven't been to Comedy at the Carlson, I mean, great venue. The staff there is great. The room is great. Everything there is great. So if you haven't been, or you've been there in the past, you already know it's going to be a fun time, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yes. In the meantime, we're gonna don't step on my segue, Joe. I'm gonna learn you how to stream.
Oh, sorry. I was gonna play the feature for you, or I was gonna give you a bump there.
Okay, we're still figuring it out. You know, it's new to us. It's new for you, and it's new to us. And oh, I should mention that this is going to be a video format on Patreon. So if you're listening to me bitch about how we don't know how to stream, it's because we're remote now. We've been doing this show up until the last episode face-to-face, but now we're doing it over StreamYard, and it's available on our Patreon for $5, a little low price of $5. You can see the video version of this, and also there are mini shows that round up the Instagram content of the week. We were doing that as a segment for a little while, and I felt like it was, this show is getting bloated down.
It lends itself to an additional segment, more content. And this video format, Andy and I have big plans, and part of those plans requires us to go to a video format here. So this is just one step closer to bringing the true vision of what we want this show to be. And we're looking forward to bringing that. As long as we can convince, I don't know whose dick Andy has to suck to get some of these people on the show, but that's his department. So we'll see how that all comes together. But we got big plans here, and this was just the next step.
And all of the clips had primarily been a video element anyway. We've just been repurposing them to audio. So usually the apology tours that we find are off of YouTube, and they're video anyway. So
Andy, we might have to take the easy way out and maybe redo some shows because they were so video friendly or something. I mean, we should be watching the Stacey Dash episode on video. I think it would change everyone's opinion on her apologies and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like Stacey Dash and Ashley Dupre probably would have been easily more forgiven.
If you were listening, you would be like, fuck these people. But if you saw them, you would be like, forgiven.
Yeah. Bella Thorne, she's all right.
I don't even remember what her fucking apology was about, Bella Thorne.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. You didn't have to.
Jeez. I forgot. Exactly. Let's do this shit.
Okay, so I mentioned...
What are we doing, Andy?
the mini show, we just went over the fact that Ariana Grande was in the news because she ended her marriage of 2 years and jumped right into another relationship with her co-star in Wicked. And covering that reminded me that she had an apology tour of her own. This was from 8 years ago.
What, Andy?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
Most of our stuff is old shit, except for the mini episode on Patreon only. $5.
Yeah, that shit's current.
8 years ago, Ariana Grande got caught on security camera in a bakery buying donuts. And we're going to see some footage of that. But they bring out the trays so they could restock the case, right? And the workers are just like putting the trays of donuts across the top of the case right in front of all the customers. Now, there's some indiscretions, but I'd like to start with the beginning of the apology before we get into the offense. So in clip one, she's going to start off. I think this is where Sniper Wolf rips everything off. Speaking of people that you would forgive if you could see them. She's known for just ripping off everybody's content. And mm-hmm. I think this is where Sniper Wolf ripped off her intro to her show.
Hi, y'all. It's me. Forgive my puffy cheeks, please. I'm making this video from Wisdom Tooth Recovery Hill. But I just wanted to make a video to apologize again for the whole donut fiasco and craziness. Because I feel like the apology that I posted, I kind of missed my opportunity to actually sincerely apologize and express how I was feeling because I was too busy preaching about my issues with the food industry, which is like not, I feel like, relative.
Wisdom tooth cheeks? Ew, she's hideous. Oh my God. Get out of here, freak.
Her issues with the food industry.
I know. This is going to be Demi Lovato centric a little bit.
It's not Monsanto or whatever.
Not exactly. We'll get to it, though.
Those aren't her issues.
Yeah.
It's not about factory farming.
No, I mean, she won't shut up about her wisdom teeth being taken out. It's just like you're the smallest person in the world. The fact you can't even tell that she had her wisdom teeth. Her cheeks are puffed up to like a normal person's size.
Chipmunk cheeks match her Alvin and the Chipmunks voice now.
Yeah, there you go. Good one. Mm-hmm. But it's like if a midget has the biggest feet for a midget, they're still small to regular people, right?
Yeah.
It's Ariana Grande's wisdom tooth cheeks.
Yeah.
You look fine. Shut up about it.
Couldn't
She's
going to
bring
tell.
It up multiple times in this clip. Yeah, I know. Joe had his wisdom teeth out recently. He looks like
every
that.
Every day I wake up, they pull them out.
When is this going to get better? But in clip two, she tried to justify the incident on Twitter, saying she has issues with food habits in this country and the child obesity rate. And that's when she's talking about preaching about her food issues in this country. But that's not what she's here to do in this video, in clip two.
I feel like I could have expressed myself in a different way. So here I am apologizing again. And, you know, I was trying to get you to understand where I was coming from when I said what I said, but that's not important. I'd rather just apologize. So I feel like now is my chance before the whole thing blows over to say,
a woman who is so small she looks like a child is going to be the champion for fat kids.
I'm just totally distracted by her bloody sockets.
You can see in her mouth.
Yeah.
You're zooming in on her lips, her luscious lips, Joe.
I don't hear anything that she's saying.
Well,
it's probably for the best.
Poster child than the waifish Ariana Grande to combat child obesity. She could have the fat face, but Yeah, maybe that's why she got her wisdom teeth out.
How am I going to champion obese children if I don't fatten this face up a little bit? How do I do that, team? We get a team of people on this. Well, Ari, we could rip some of your teeth out.
Yeah. Rather than you gain weight to so that you're within your recommended BMI.
Yep.
Let's look at what everybody was so pissed off about. I'm sure the guy right behind her in line swooped in and offered to pay triple for that donut and took it home. Right. He's frosting it right now.
He's reglazing it.
Or he's selling it to some twink in Brooklyn for on eBay.
So there's like Native Americans protesting oil pipelines in the middle, like running through their lands and shit like that. Or somebody's doing a sit-in on their college campus about gun violence and things like that. Her form of protest is like delicately licking multiple donuts that are sitting on top of the counter. And this is her, this is how she's going to protest obesity in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously this is complete bullshit, right?
I have to eat these donuts so fat kids don't eat them first. That's how she's helping.
If I lick all these, they're now mine and you can't sell them.
But actually, this second clip of the same incident is what really got people kind of pissed off at her.
Say, I hate America?
Yes.
Okay.
I think somebody brought out a tray of donut. It was probably
bear claws, I think.
It was probably a Snickers wrapped in a donut. And he looks at that and thinks what a normal person would think, which is, I don't need that. That nobody should eat that. Nobody needs to eat a burger with a glazed donut bun. You know?
I don't need an apple fritter the size of a manhole cover. Yeah. Also, isn't her little boy toy there wearing like a red, white, and blue bandana on around his head? And she's saying she hates America.
That's probably why she hates America, because of that guy.
I hate this guy. You're not Pete Davidson's dick.
But I mean, just because you think it's unnecessary doesn't mean nobody else gets to have that or choose to eat that or treat themselves to it. Everyone, you're not supposed to eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but it's not up to you, Ariana Grande, to decide that for everyone. Just because you can't even put on weight, suddenly you don't want anybody to be able to. You should be eating that, honestly.
They tried to do that with 64-ounce sodas or whatever in New York City. It was a massive failure. Nobody wants that. Everybody, I'll eat whatever I want. You know, it's not, it's a matter of, you know, choice.
Correct. You can't take choice. Can't take people's freedoms away.
Yeah.
These shitty
you don't get to you don't get to choose any, who the president is. So you might as well be able to choose what donut you can eat.
Correct. So. You, I mean, at least that way you'll get what you want, as opposed to a 70-year-old man making all our decisions for us.
I'll tell you what.
An 80-year-old
man. If I bought that donut, I would be satisfied with a donut rather than the elected officials in those
gas prices.
Yeah.
Okay.
If only I could run my car off of giant donuts.
Someday. Here's something that shouldn't need to be said out loud unless you're an entitled elitist.
And that I've actually never been prouder to be American, to be honest, with the advances that we've made in the past couple months and all the wonderful progressive things that have been going on. I've never been prouder of this country, actually. But yeah, here I am.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
Love you, cheeks, mom.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking some time out of being bored at home to apologize to people that support you no matter what.
She needs to get her tits wisdom teeth pulled out so they blow up a little bit.
Oh, I like this idea.
Yeah.
Finally,
pull have your ass's wisdom teeth pulled out and blow up.
Get some junk
have those butt cheeks blown up. I think they can do that in Brazil. Isn't that what they do in Brazil? They pull your ass your cheeks wisdom teeth out.
Your ass.
That's they pull your teeth out and shove them up your ass. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She says something here in clip 4 that even I can relate to.
Seeing a video of yourself behaving poorly that you have no idea was taken is such a rude awakening that you don't know what to do. I was so disgusted with myself. I shoved my face in a pillow and wanted to disappear.
She's mad, bro.
I don't have a lot in common with Ariana Grande, but when I see myself on closed circuit television security cameras from behind and I see what my thinning bald spot is becoming, I'm disgusted with myself too. So we can relate to in that way.
When I walk into the supermarket and you see yourself on the camera up there, I'm always
I stuff my head in a pillow.
The camera adds on 350 pounds.
Yeah. that person the size of a sofa is stuffing its head in a pillow. All right. This is the part where she says all the things that you're supposed to say in these videos in clip 5.
But instead of that, I'm going to come forward and own up to what I did and take responsibility. And say, I'm sorry, because I reacted in a way that I feel like wasn't necessary, to say the least, but also just wasn't me at all. I apologize for my poor choice of words and for my behavior.
That is you, though. It's part of you. And that's the real problem with all of this shit, when like you're catering to a fan base and you're only presenting this branded version of yourself, right? That is supposed to be nothing but good. Then when the duality of people's personalities and the choices that you can make good choices or you can make bad choices, and people that actively make bad choices are bad people. But just because a good person made a bad decision once, that makes them human. It doesn't, and it shouldn't require a public apology, but because you're only presenting the whole world this perfect version of you, when you turn up and when it becomes apparent that you're not perfect, then you have to go on Instagram Live and eat shit. It's embarrassing.
Are you a psychiatrist?
I am.
Yeah. I mean, really what it is, though.
Everybody would see what an axe wound she really is.
Yeah.
I think the answer here really is I was super high and I wanted to taste all the donuts.
That's a better explanation.
Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get you're not going to get to bless the Trolls 2 soundtrack if you say that, you know. I mean, she's got to like manage her career. So,
well, let's see if she learned her lesson in clip 6, Joe.
Seeing how ugly it looks when you behave a certain way makes you want to never behave that way again. But, you know, you learn from it. I was just really embarrassed, and I never want to be anything but a positive influence on my babes or my loves or anyone who pays attention to me for that matter or follows me or sees what I do. It's not what I want to do. I want to be a positive influence. So I feel like I let y'all down, which sucks.
Yeah. She calls her like the way Mariah Carey calls her fan base lambs. She calls them babes and loves. Well, you know, at least we can look forward to her never disappointing anyone ever again. And I can see her being perfect constantly from now on. That'll be, I'm sure that's what's going to happen.
I want to be nothing but a negative influence on everyone.
666.
Mm-hmm. You pretty much are. You're killing it over there.
Everyone likes me because they're like, he's here. I'm going to look great.
Yeah.
I'm going to go stand by Joe because I'll look like a shining example of humanity in 2.1 seconds after he opens his mouth.
That's right.
Yep.
According to Ariana Grande, it's been a very rough 24 hours leading up to this apology of Ariana's, you know, consisting of her assistant reading the comments section and telling her that haters are going to hate.
It has not been an easy 24 hours. It's been rough, but, you know, I made a mistake and I'm being judged for it, which I understand because I watched it and I was just as disappointed and in myself. So I get it.
Yeah, Miss Grande, someone in the comment section is saying that that donut probably tastes like Pete Davidson's dong. that's what's happening over the last 24 hours in Ariana Grande's team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she wasn't like sucking the cream out of a Boston, you know,
Boston of a Long John's.
But that's the move. Go on fucking Jimmy Fallon and eat a donut the entire interview. You know, just troll America and just be like, what? It's fucking donuts. You know, like, who cares?
That would be amazing. That would be
Like the fucking doorknob you touched to get. I'm assuming this was in New York City. The doorknob you touched to get into the fucking bakery is 10 times more vile than the donut she licked. So just calm the fuck down. The third donut I was jamming into my fucking head was contaminated by one of the most talented and hottest women in music now.
Yeah.
Well, you should be so lucky. Just shut the fuck up.
I know. We're probably going to have to do this one too, but remember when Justin Bieber caught all that shit for pissing into a mop bucket?
No.
Oh. But it's like, it could have been worse. Like, at least he wasn't doing it onto the floor or onto a minor like R. Kelly.
Newsflash. They don't change the water in those mop buckets, but once a month, half the time, it's been all you're doing is spreading 14 days of urine from both bathrooms all over the Burger King lobby. Like, calm down.
It's sterile, everyone. Relax.
Yeah. Well, until it sits around.
I have to look at that, look up and see if there's an apology for that one too. I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, two more clips. She I think that she Googled apology tour and found Jake Paul's apology because this has all of the hallmarks of a Jake Paul apology in clip 8.
And 22 years old. I'm human. I've still got a lot to learn. And I'm
just mistakes, a human.
And that's how I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn from my mistakes.
You're going to get that drop on the board.
And that's how we grow, you know? We just have to get better and actually act on it and use the mistakes as a platform to learn and to grow and become better.
Can you fall off of that platform? Break your neck? But she's going to wrap up.
Let me just check all of the talking points here. Card.
Yeah. So this last clip, this is the end of this was in a 4-minute apology video, and she's going to wrap it up with a bow in this last clip for us.
It's all a process. But yeah, I want to be as good as I possibly can be for my babes. And yeah, so not here to make any excuses or justify my behavior because I can't. I'm just here to apologize and tell you that I love you and I appreciate being able to talk to you so directly like this and that I'm very sorry and I love you.
I love you too.
It could be less direct. Oh, I'm so happy that I can talk to you directly. You're alone in your bedroom talking into your phone. You're not talking to the person that ran that donut shop or the person that bought that donut that now has herpes simplex 12. Mm-hmm. This is not, this wasn't difficult for you.
It has Pete Davidson's chlamydia all over it now.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched his new stand-up special last night. It was all right.
Really?
It seemed like he's trying to rip off Norm MacDonald's delivery style. Like, he said, you know, a lot.
Hmm.
Like, it felt very Norm. Like, Norm left a vacuum and Pete Davidson thinks he's going to fill it.
Hey, if you're going to rip somebody off, rip off the best, I guess. What Dennis Leary did.
Don't disagree.
Way to go, dude!
All right, we got a couple of comments. Just a couple, though. This one's not even an apology, but our buddy Mitch messaged me on our email and commented about the James Summerton episode from last week being summed up as he did what Melania Trump did by reading Michelle Obama's speech like it was her own.
Yeah, right.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that was pretty fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good.
And then, oh my God, my voice is failing me. this was also on the James Summerton Instagram post. Sean W822 commented, "I'm sorry that I looked for Teen Steam on archive.org after you reminded me of its existence. Since Alyssa Milano was 16 when she made it, I'll immediately forget that it existed again."
I'm glad I could bring that up for everybody.
Yeah,
never. Alyssa Milano's teenage workout video is the 9/11 of teenage workout videos. You should never forget it exists. Go, check that out if you like Alyssa Milano. We did find she has an apology. I don't know if there's any video to it, but we'll have to put her on the list to do at some point. Can't remember. She criticized somebody. We'll see.
Let's take it to the featured segment of the show, Joe.
Here we go. So, Andy, I'm very excited about our feature today. A bit of a different story. You know, usually there's a criminal act or something very controversial. I guess this was controversial, depending on
people would describe it as controversial.
People would
kind of stupid people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kathy Griffin, is a stand-up comedian. I find myself going back and forth constantly of like, I thought that was funny. Oh, she's lost me completely. That was pretty funny. That was embarrassing. So one of the good things that we have going on with the apology here, I'm going to throw it over to the presser that she did on the heels of this transgression and her lawyer that is standing up for her. You'll see them both at the podium together. But the lawyer explains who Kathy Griffin is better than I probably could. So we'll let the clip here do the talking.
Kathy is not only one of the funniest humans alive, she has been a bold advocate for women, the LGBT community, people of color, and veterans for many years, including numerous stand-up performances for the troops in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, and Uzbekistan, places that many other entertainers were too scared to go. She is also the proud daughter of a vet.
Yeah, I bet the USO shows that she did were really popular. I think half the audience probably volunteered for Hurt Locker duty when they heard that she was the one coming to the show. They're like, any other assignments that I could to pick up here would be welcome. But
they're actively trying to become POWs.
They're all strapping targets to their chest and running out into no man's land. But
at least her lawyer was doing a great job.
I kept screeching and screeching at him.
So I think some of the other things that maybe people, so Kathy Griffin, you know, had this whole like my life on the D-list, or like she was a D-list celebrity that she kind of like kind of owned that for a long time as far as being known but fairly unpopular, I guess. The other thing that is kind of alluded to throughout this, but never, I don't think I have a lot of clips addressing it, was that she was working for CNN, I guess. Yeah, because it was like side by side with Anderson Cooper for like New Year's Eve. She was like kind of a mainstay, like color commentary person. And really, if you watched fucking the New Year's Eve show with Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper this year, you would be begging for Kathy Griffin to pop up and say something remotely interesting. Yeah. Because these New Year's Eve shows are a fucking disgrace. If I could demand an apology from the world, it's that New Year's Eve shows are abysmal. So anyway, what are we actually talking about here? They had to do this press conference because she did a photo shoot. I think the thing to understand, I'm not sure if I addressed it or if it gets brought up in the clips here, this was on the heels of like a promotional shoot, right? She was working with a photographer. She works all the time. They were doing something for her latest stand-up special or something like that. And they finished with that. And then they were like, oh, let's do something a little more controversial. And here's footage. Here's what all the hullabaloo is about.
Very good. Drop it.
Is this American Horror Story season 14?
Andy, which was the offensive head in that? I didn't know which one was the offensive part. So that's, you know, a Halloween mask covered in fake blood, and it's supposed to be Donald Trump's head or something like that. And it was President just like a still Donald image.
President Donald Trump.
At the time, President Donald Trump, yes. So she doesn't like Donald Trump, and she thought that she would hold up a severed head. And we'll get to like kind of more of her.
She wanted to exercise her First Amendment rights.
Right. So this is, she's an artist. These are images. You have the right to say and express your opinions however you want in this country. And she did that. And this is how she chose to express her opinion. Shockingly, people had a problem with that. The same people that stormed the Capitol on January 6th also did it for this expression. And so
the same people that hate Lil Nas X's new single.
Maybe. I don't know. But so I hope everybody know, I hope you guys didn't eat recently, because here's Kathy's apology.
Hey everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line, then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
So that's how you do it, Ariana Grande. You don't sit and you don't do a Louis episode in black and white with yourself backlit. You just go on for under 30 seconds and be like, oh, I get it. I fucked up. Sorry.
Yeah. You cosplay as Emo Phillips.
You go, my Flo-by broke down and I decided to do an apology after this. So she goes, yeah, it wasn't funny. Yeah, we know you're Kathy Griffin. Okay. And second, we can tell by the look on your face, it wasn't supposed to be funny. She's just like this dour look in her face. I'm going to kill President Trump. Yeah, it wasn't funny. It wasn't meant to be funny. It was a comment on society
political commentary.
It was a political statement, not a funny joke, you know. So we're kind of conflating artistic expressions here, you know. That's one of the things, is just like when you're a comedian, you're supposed to have a bit of carte blanche and space to express new and controversial ideas. You can't be like, I'm gonna do all of this political shit. The problem is, you're supposed to be funny, and you tried to do something that's not funny. And so then you're going to get taken to task about it by somebody, Donald Trump, who doesn't let anything go. Really.
Yeah.
You know, it's just also an exercise in pick your enemies more carefully sometimes or whatever. But if you want, I mean, if you're going to stand up and shout, then you're going to get shouted back at, you know. Other people might be like, or you might say, maybe this wasn't what she was going for in clip four. Is this a misunderstanding?
Come on.
Right?
Yeah. We're going to go to, we have to move to Mexico today. Because we're going to go to prison. Federal prison.
Yeah, yeah.
Call your dad. Apologize. But let's, you, me, and Daryl just go to Mexico today. Because we're not surviving this. Okay.
So fully intentional, right? This wasn't a misunderstanding. This is mission accomplished. This is what they intended to do. And now they're like all like shocked and surprised that they're getting the response. This is like, well, I drank a 40 ounce of Schlitz and ate a half gallon of ice cream. What's with all the diarrhea? You know, like I'm shocked, you know, that this was somebody's fucking response to this. It's just dumb.
Exactly. So why even bother apologizing, or why not just do what you thought you were going to do and move away? And
I'll tell you why. And I'm not sure I, in my notes here that I get to it. The reason she'll bring it up as far as like, her USO shows, her father being a vet. The reason that she apologized is people started associating this image with like ISIS beheadings and shit like that. And that was the triggering, you know, when people said that, she's like, that's not what I was going for at all. You know, like I didn't want to invoke, you know, these like terrorist images or like beheading journalists or whatever. Like that's fully on. And I believe that is not
Donald Trump's feelings are hurt, but
she doesn't give a fuck about that. Yeah, no, but no, her apology is to other people, either service connected or
freaking idiot
victims of behead. She's apologizing to everybody who's been beheaded by ISIS. So let's get back into the presser here. After the attorney rambles, and I'm not kidding, the attorney rambles on for like 10 fucking minutes about like free speech or whatever ambulance chasing nonsense she's trying to fucking position herself in. But so then
paid by the minute, so I got something to say.
Right. So after the attorney rambles on, Kathy takes the mic, and that's clip five.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Griffin. I am really nervous right now. I've never done a press conference. I don't really know how they work. Feel free to jump in. And when I get nervous, I like make jokes. So I'm probably going to like stumble and stuff.
She's going to make some comments and then we'll do questions.
When I said jump in, I meant shut up. I have prepared remarks and I'll take your questions later. So feel free to jump in. Oh, shut up. Like everyone somebody starts jumping in. You said jump in, so I'm jumping in.
But I also just said that I've never done a press conference before. So forgive me. I didn't mean to say that.
I don't know what I'm doing here. Jump in with any and everything that you want. Meanwhile, my attorney wrote me this very long speech that I was about to deliver. Remember when I said I don't know what's going on? I meant it. Fucking up right away there in the press conference. But this was very interesting as far as a performer essentially performing live for a bunch of reporters. It felt that way. It was very weird, like this odd thing. You know, most people are very serious. Elliot Spitzer, we've seen, you know, we see these press conferences, Mike Vick, you know, very serious things. This was like much more lighthearted to a degree, you know, and very interesting. You know, we've seen a lot of apologies. This one was very different. In clip six here, she has a true hero on her side.
So, yeah, I'm an obnoxious comedian. I'm not the most famous person in the world. I'm just standing here with Lisa. I have an amazing First Amendment attorney, Alan Isaacman. If you're not familiar with his work, he won the landmark case, the People versus Larry Flint. I believe so passionately about this. If I don't stand up and say this, I'm afraid there's going to be some 12-year-old nerdy girl like me in Forest Park, Illinois, who's going to maybe be watching me to see what I do. And this bully and this president of all people is going to come after me? He picked the wrong redhead.
Andy, is it irony that the guy that fought for us all to see shaved beaver is now defending somebody that nobody ever wants to see naked?
Yeah.
Crazy ass cracker.
In clip 7, she says, I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
I am teasing the president because this is America and you shouldn't have to die for it. The death threats that I'm getting are constant and they are detailed and they're serious and they're specific. And today it's me and tomorrow it could be you.
I'm teasing the president because his hair is stupid and he paints himself orange and he married a mail order bride and he eats too much McDonald's. It's just like, yeah, we know. Yeah, we're teasing the president. Every president is going to get teased, you know? Like, somebody, half 50% of the country is teasing the president at all times.
Classic Donald Trump can dish it out but can't take it scenario. Like, oh my God, they're making fun of me on SNL. Yeah, that's what they do over there. Yeah. Every president.
Every single one. Even when you don't even, like Chevy Chase was doing it, he didn't look anything like Gerald Ford, and yet we're supposed to be like, oh yeah, that's the president. I get it. So in clip 8, this is unprecedented. Another notch in Kathy's belt.
But I just wanted to say, you know, if you don't stand up, you get run over. And what's happening to me has never happened ever in the history of this great country, which is that a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the first lady are personally, I feel personally, trying to ruin my life forever, forever. You guys know him. He's never going to stop.
I know he's still doing it, right? He talks about her to this day. Kathy likes to talk about like being in the Guinness Book of World Records. She intentionally has done, you know, I don't know what it is at this point, like 23, 24 live shows, like stand-up specials or something like that. She's in the, I don't know if she still holds it, but she was intentionally breaking records for, you know, the most recorded live, you know, stand-up acts or something like that.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. She's never going to have kids because she's a hag, but so she has to like set these benchmarks or whatever.
I'm sure that it wouldn't take much prompting to get Donald Trump to do a tight five on her, though. Say she doesn't talk about her anymore. I'm sure all you have to do is like mention her name at a rally and he would go off for 10 minutes straight.
But also, do we really think that Donald Trump is the first person to like go after somebody that offended them personally? I seem to remember somebody named Richard Nixon who had an enemies list. Andy, do you know who was on Richard Nixon's enemies list? The most famous person?
No.
This guy. Paul Newman was on Nixon's enemies list.
Really?
Yeah. A lot. Most of them were like political enemies and stuff like that. But Paul Newman was one of the PI. I did a little fact checking on this. And
says Henry Kissinger.
Yeah. I don't know. The head of the FBI in the 30s and 40s. So anyway, she's a little off the mark there. This isn't the first president to, you know, go after his private life enemies or anything like that. And I'm sure you don't even know, you know, the people that a sitting president went after. You know, she's she's kind of a little off the mark on that one here.
They dispatched the head of Secret Service to take care of those things for them. They don't belittle them publicly.
Right. This was also, I think, kind of one of the things that led to, like, Donald Trump getting kicked off Twitter. Public attacks on a citizen of this country, you know, for expressing themselves, using their First Amendment rights to express their opinion. And he's just going to, you know, weaponize Twitter, you know, to attack her endlessly with his platform. And I think it's probably a big part about why he was, like, removed from the platform. In our next clip here, she talks about how her apology stands.
The image that I participated in, that apology absolutely stands. I feel horrible. I have performed in war zones. The idea that this, you know, made people think of this tragedy, to have been touched by this tragedy, is horrifying and it's horrible. Trust me, if I could redo the whole thing, I would have had a blow-up doll and no ketchup. You know, I make mistakes. I'm an out-there comedian. I'm an in-your-face comedian.
Allegedly. So, yeah, I explained that before. That's, I think it just evoked a lot of emotion for people who were maybe service-connected or lost a loved one in war or something like that. It's a triggering image, intentionally so. You know, it's not like, well, we'll get to that before. This isn't like the first time anybody ever tried to do. How many punk rock albums have I bought where George W. Bush is taking it up the ass or something like that on the cover of the record? You know, like, who cares? I mean, it's always like this.
It's just like completely off brand for her.
Right. This is the whole mistake. You know, funny lady stops being funny. Like, mm-hmm. that's your mess up.
Apologize. That's the headline.
What? Headline.
Funny lady, stop being funny.
Yep. In clip 10, this is when Kathy starts to become my hero in this package.
I only know how to do comedy one way. It's in-your-face comedy. I keep it real. I'm going to make fun of the president. And you know what? I'm going to make fun of him more now. More.
Oh, you don't like it? Thanks for giving it oxygen. Oh, I know exactly where to poke now. We know exactly where to do it. You know, that's where he fucked up. Yeah, in clip 11 here, for me, this is where Kathy's still killing it.
I'm not for everybody. I'm barely an acquired taste. on a good day, I'm an acquired taste. But honestly, my whole career, I'm 56 years old. I'm 110 pounds wet.
Ew.
I've had everybody turn on me, and I just want to make people laugh. That's all I want to do. So I screwed up. But I want the gay guy who came to see me in Lake Charles, Louisiana a few weeks ago.
Super gay.
I wanted to come here because I'm scared to come out. But I get to come here and laugh for 2 hours. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I'm here. It's honestly, it's not for me. It's for them. I think a few people might actually be watching me, and I want them to see this old dame. I'm not laying down for this guy. I'm going to make fun of him. I'm going to make jokes about him.
I do respect that. I think she does. She shines when she's self-deprecating. Like, she knows who she is, you know, like, if anyone's self-aware, it's Kathy Griffin. She's been shouted down and called whatever, you know, an F-slur hag or whatever, you know.
Hideous, gross, unfuckable, you know, all the things.
A failed Floby recipient of a haircut.
Floby victim.
And we're not there yet, but Floby victim. Yeah, we're not even there. We haven't even reached the worst parts of this yet. She knows who she is. She knows what this is. She knows she's a D-list person. And like I said, she shines the most when she's being self-deprecating. And when the funny goes away, so does the talent and things like that, or so it would seem here. The larger message here, or whatever, like her or not, she has the right to do this. And... Yeah. Yes, but you do agree that she has the right to do this.
100%.
Yeah. And do it more. Do whatever you want. Say how you feel about it, and you have that right. And that's why I liked this story. I don't like it because I think Kathy Griffin is great. I do think she has, so, like, if she does 10 jokes, one of them might land. And then I'm immediate. She's like, I envision her to be like if Homer Simpson was real, right? Like, you spend a half hour with him, he's pretty funny. Beyond that, you'd be running away from this person, you know, like, because they're insufferable.
Right. And,
what?
I said right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, not for everyone. This one, I called this clip, aw.
Have fear for your career after this storm dies down?
Absolutely. I don't think I will have a career after this. I think he, I'm going to be honest, he broke me. He broke me. And then I was like, no, this isn't right. It's just not right. And I apologized because that was the right thing to do and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing. I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this and they're making it about Baron. And obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child. But I started to see what was really happening. And then it was a mob mentality pylon. And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows, they're scared. So, yeah, I don't know what's, I don't know if I'm going to get arrested today. I don't know.
What do you think about CNN firing you?
Excuse me?
What do you think about CNN firing you?
It's hurtful to me.
Yeah. So she mentions it there. Like, people started being like, what if Barron Trump saw this? Barron Trump is scared. The way that social media and Trump supporters came for her was hard and brutal and fucked up. So I like that she's here, but this is also the downside of this is what we're seeing here. Her kind of publicly falling apart, her paying two attorneys, like, that's what Trump wanted. You know, like, he got your money. I mean, he's not getting your money, but he got you to spend money. Now you're here managing all of this. Your gigs are being canceled. Your wallet is being hit and you're falling to pieces publicly and saying that he broke you. Like, that's a bad look. If you want to stand up,
you are one pathetic loser.
If you want to stand up and be like, I'm not going to let this guy take me down, then don't let him, you know, you don't have to come out here and cry and, you know, show your ass.
Now you're just giving Trump what he wants.
Right. He'd be like, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And he's standing on the flight deck of an aircraft carrier. Mission accomplished. A new kind of hero emerges. I say this looks like Fat Edzie's relative comes in at the very end to deliver his own message.
Everybody appreciate it.
Of this
Thank
First
you.
Amendment expression okay. of you beheading okay. Lisa Bloom. Okay. What is your opinion Thank of that First you. Amendment sir, expression sir, of you beheading Lisa Bloom? Is there a question? Is there a comment you would have about this image of beheading Lisa Bloom? I wonder, this is a First Amendment protected expression, and we really ought to make sure that nobody gets bullied as a result of this. And the woman outside that handed it to me, she should not be bullied. Okay, we want to make sure that this First Amendment expression is protected. And I'm sure Kathy will protect you. Thank you.
Who are you with, sir? Who are you with? Who are you with? Who are you with?
Gateway Pundit.
Wow. I mean, yeah, that guy followed Kathy Griffin and killed. What a brilliant comedic act that was.
Check out this clip art I found on the floor outside of the courtroom here, everyone. This is free speech. But way to insert yourself. That guy was so proud of him. He's like, she's just going to cry even more after I do this. Good job, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking nice, dummy.
Nice sucker punch to Kathy Griffin's glass jaw with your fucking glue stick kindergarten art project that you put together and held up on national TV.
Yeah. In this next clip, this is a year later, and Kathy Griffin goes on The View. I hope everyone brought their barf bucket to throw up in.
I'm here. I'm alive. alive. I'm just glad to be alive.
I can't believe it's been a year since this. It's a year this month that picture was released.
Right.
And we already described.
What a year it's been.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I take the apology back.
Yeah. The rare rescinding of an apology, Andy. Kathy making history again. Is this one in the Guinness Book of World Records? This time on our show, I don't think we've seen it yet. Maybe just not from a Lady Elaine Fairchild lookalike. Remember Lady Elaine from...
I was going to say, does she keep losing bets? Like, is she making haircut bets that she keeps losing?
Yeah, that was called Floby 2, The Revenge of the Floby.
Yeah. Did she bet Reverend Bob Levy that the Philadelphia Eagles were going to go to the Super Bowl?
I don't get that reference.
Bob Levy have a bet that if the Bills lose tomorrow, that Carl has to frost his tips. And if the Bills win, Bob Levy has to like dye his, he has to get like pencil tips.
Oh,
like,
I thought he has to dye. Anyway, okay, so that was just her taking the apology back. But also, that doesn't make any fucking sense because her apology was not to Trump. Her apology was for, you know, people who were triggered by the beheading photo. So that doesn't really track.
No, she takes that back. She wants to offend those people now. Yeah, she's glad that their relatives got their heads cut off.
I'm pro ISIS beheadings. So now, a year later or whatever, is Kathy Griffin is setting more of her stand-up records or whatever. She's playing Carnegie Hall. She's making, like, if you're going to make a comeback, do it at Carnegie Hall. I mean, if you can book it, fucking go for it. It looks like a gorgeous venue. I mean, everybody knows that's, like, what people do aspire to, right, is playing it.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall, Joe?
I don't know, Andy. I've never heard it. But so in this, Kathy did a Nightline interview about her upcoming show at Carnegie Hall, and they go through this all again. I thought this was funny.
I would imagine you had moments.
Can you imagine if you had talent and then you could do something like this someday?
Mm-hmm. This interview is not going well.
Keep dreaming.
I just like that. But, you know, so much of her stuff is not for me. So when something like that, when I find something like that funny, I wanted to put that in. But
credit is due from Joe Sixpack.
Yeah. Tell other people they're untalented. It's funny.
He did it last night.
Yeah, when Vinny did it, I think I laughed the hardest all night at that joke. So in this one, why did she do this? You know, why did she do the photo?
See, I wanted to shame him. It, as I refer to Trump, it. I wanted to shame it. I don't believe it's human. And believe it or not, I'm not a Megyn Kelly fan, but I do remember him saying famously, as you do, there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever. And I was doing a wacky photo shoot. And I thought, all right, let's get, you know, a Halloween Trump mask, put a bunch of ketchup on it, and see if he likes it when there's blood coming out of his wherever.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when this was occurring in, like, the zeitgeist of, say, the Time's Up, Me Too, like Harvey Weinstein type of shit. But you got Trump's, like, talking about grabbing women by the pussy. And then you have him referring to Megyn Kelly saying there was blood coming out of her wherever, like making, you know, basically a period joke or something like that. And so that's what Kathy's like. I'm not offended by that. I'm offended by your terrible period joke. You know, I'm a comedian and I'm offended by your bad joke about she's on her period, you know, and really that was her whole thing. She's like, I don't care if it's Megyn Kelly on Fox, you know, if it's a person that I don't agree with, what you're doing is minimizing a woman. And she and Kathy Griffin's just like, I'm not fucking here for it. You know, I'm going to cut his head off. Yeah, and then, like,
Donald Trump's a hack. I'm out of the Donald Trump business. We know.
Right. So, but so that was the thought behind it, you know, is just like, maybe, you know, we've talked about it a lot. We saw the actual photos, but it was based on that comment from him about a woman being on her period. And Kathy Griffin, you know,
not translate through that image, though. They're like, oh, I get it.
No. Oh, yeah. No, no.
But
you know what? Actually, I think it was on Twitter. And I think it was written under I think it was captioned that way, like blood coming. It may have said under like the picture, blood coming out of his wherever, you know, like it that was part of it. Okay. So,
it took a full photo shoot and a caption for me to get it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's it wasn't just like out of nowhere for no fucking reason or that he didn't deserve it. You know, I think we all know that Trump deserves every piece of criticism he's ever gotten, probably. And so in this next clip, was this wrong?
One thing I just really want to say that's important is I want you to know I didn't break the law. I didn't do anything wrong. That photo is very much covered by the First Amendment.
Yeah. So that's the important piece to understand here. You know, it's just like we hear it, you know, we talk about it, or it gets talked about on WATP a lot, like observe and report, or, you know, don't fuck with people's livelihood. You know, like this is, it's just commentary. You know, if you don't like the commentary, there's nothing inherently wrong with it. It's just criticism or whatever. You know, it's a comment on a public figure.
It's great. Just, I mean, the part you trying to take her career, Trump trying to shut down her career. That's the worst part about this story. Everything else, whatever. He calls her an ugly scarecrow. She pretends to cut his head off. Fine. Yeah.
He calls pig, you know, whatever. It's all in good fun. You know?
Don't try and take her career away from her. Right.
I mean, bad taste is bad taste. We all still need to make a living. You know, you can't erase a person, you know, from existence. I mean, unless you're like Jamal Khashoggi or something. Unless you're a Saudi king, you can't just take out your enemies.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of people that thought that her bloody Trump head was hilarious. There's probably some. I didn't, but
yeah,
somebody did.
Unless you're Jeffrey Epstein and the Clinton, you can't just, the Clintons want to just take you out.
You found me out. I am Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. So then the interviewer asks if this incites violence.
It's a photo. Have you seen the cover of Der Spiegel? Have you seen any of the famous iconic covers of magazines? You could take any one of them and accuse them of inciting violence. Also, I'm Kathy Griffin, the comedian. I'm not an elected. It's me.
Does that mean there are no lines for you?
There's no lines for me.
Yeah, true. You know, it's just expression. So does this incite violence? No. And nothing ever happened. Just a bunch of limp dick motherfuckers threatening an old lady. Yeah. You know, that's all that ever, trying to fucking take down, you know, somebody who's scraping by in Hollywood, you know.
Yeah. It blew over. Everything just blows over in politics.
That's a 24-hour news cycle. Wait a week. It'll be done.
Right. Yeah.
So in here's where, you know, anything I've said about Kathy Griffin that might have been complimentary leading up to this clip, this is where it all falls apart.
Fantastic. Hello.
Oh, my God. We're selfieing
this one. Why not? This never happens.
Oh, no. Check out this exchange with a couple who appear to be Trump supporters.
Hi. Oh, I don't believe you. Oh, really? You love Trump? Let's talk about it. How much do you love Trump? Why do you want to come up to me and talk about Trump? What do you love about him? His policies? You think he's going to give you a tax cut, lady? You're a woman. Let me guess, you held your nose because he grabs and that's okay with you? Hey.
Relax.
Look at this guy. Start with me. She walks my shoes. I love Trump.
But, hey, I mean, calm down. What the fuck? There she goes. The champion of free speech and gay rights, founder of Galentine's Day.
draining a box of wine and hero to the partisan politics. Like, I mean, you're chasing these people down the street. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. The least funny episode of Billy on the Street.
Yeah, that was fucking embarrassing. So just so people don't think that Andy and I are just like Democrat supporters, what I did find while recording all of these things was Biden's new begging video commercial on YouTube featuring Barack Obama. So here's our fair and balanced. This embarrassment running for re-election and leaning on his black friend to get money for him.
Corn pop.
Your donation will help give Joe and Kamala's campaign the resources it needs.
Let's make history again. Chip in now. Let's secure a brighter future together.
A what future? Let's secure a what future? This guy, I can't fucking watch that guy. I can't watch Biden without thinking of Kyle Dunnigan's impersonation of him. The fresh prez of DC. Have you ever seen it?
No.
The Kyle Dunnigan shit. Oh man, he does the face swapping thing where it's like, and his impression is like spot on, brilliant. Anyway,
I think I know what you're talking about.
I've sent you clips, I'm sure, that you've ignored. But swallow the fucking pudding before you fucking start speaking into a microphone. What are you doing? God, there's no good options, everybody.
I'll tell you, all you have to do, whoever is president, if they're a Republican president, watch Fox News. If it's a Democratic president, watch CNN. You'll think everything's going great all the time. So that's my life hack to everybody, because I hate them all. People like have said shit on WATP that I dislike Trump. I do. And I dislike Biden as well. Can I please have a president that is under 65 once in my lifetime, please?
It was Obama. Like, that's it. You won't see it again. What, it was Kennedy, then Obama. I don't know what the time span is between those two, but you won't see it again for quite some time. Yeah, I need the Brewster's Millions, the none of the above ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We need the Richard Pryor for president. I need the none of the above. Run Richard Pryor's corpse against Biden.
I just want somebody that's not an embarrassment to the country that I live in.
You know, that's politics. Everybody's embarrassing themselves. But
there's versions of the president that aren't actively embarrassing themselves in front of the whole world.
Like, hey, everyone, Andy and I don't know anything about politics or anything else. So disregard this entire show.
I know when somebody says something stupid on the world stage. I know that.
Let's get ready for a brighter future. if I ever see it, if I wake up tomorrow.
It just looked like a wax figure that Obama was talking next to at first. He was immobile.
He looked like he was made out of paper mache and about to blow away. If Obama exhaled too strongly, he would have just fallen over.
Yeah, he's gonna disintegrate like Infinity War.
Thanos snapped, and Joe Biden just crumbled into dust.
His personality did. Half of that fuck.
But hey, Andy, it's another episode in the books. Our second,
or is it, Joe? Because now we have to decide whether or not we accept Ariana Grande's apology. We didn't do this in the minis. We got to do this in the minis too, but we're not going to forget to do it now. Yeah. Ariana Grande, did you buy any of that bullshit?
Sorry for party rocking.
Yeah. Yep. She was very sorry to her baby.
She is sorry. Yeah. I think she's sorry that she was caught on camera acting a fool. I think she is sorry about that.
Also, let's talk about this for a second. What fucking donut shop has a camera pointed like at the counter? Like, I don't want to be on camera in your bakery.
They all do. They're trying to catch people stealing or robbing them or licking donuts. It's all reasons to have cameras.
That was like the Pillsbury Doughboy was sitting on a countertop back there with like a camera in his eye or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was an odd angle. It wasn't like it was a security camera or anything like that. It was like literally like straight on. It was very odd. It seemed like a setup. I think that was entrapment.
Well, guess what? We never even talked about this. This is just occurring to me now. This is the fault of the employees. Why are you putting the product that's supposed to be behind glass up on the counter for any jack off to lick? Yeah. That's your fault. You did that. That's not Ariana Grande's fault. She's the songbird of our generation. I don't know what that is. But
leave Ariana alone.
Yeah. So she gets a pass. I'm saying she gets a pass because this is a video show now, and I can see what she looks like. So she gets a pass.
She was sorry for party rocking. You know, sorry. I love donuts.
What about Kathy Griffin's haircut? I'm gonna give that.
Fuck you.
Yeah. But what about her apology, Joe?
You got to get a vomit button in here. Other than that, I'll give it the. I do. I accept Kathy Griffin's apology. You know, I'm team Kathy on this whole thing, and it has nothing to do with anything other than she 100% has the right to say whatever she fucking wants in this country, as as comedians. These days are fucking being taken to task constantly over the things that they say. This is just an example of not too long ago, somebody in a very powerful position trying to silence somebody who has the right to make a living based on what they say. And that needs to be fiercely defended. And Kathy Griffin has absolutely nothing to apologize for other than the way she looks. But that's it.
Well, hey, you're right. And if you let them tell you what you can and can't say, that you know, it's a slippery slope. So I agree with everything you just said there. And I give Kathy Griffin.
So, so sorry. So sincerely sorry.
But in the meantime, I have to remind everybody to go to comedyatthecarlson.com and get your tickets for Subreddit Surfing Live March 9th right here in lovely Rochester. Please. Follow and comment on our Instagram, allapologiespodcast.com, up and running for Andy Q Public and Joe Sixpack. Stay sorry.